Father, we thank you this morning, the healer's in the house. And we give you praise. And we honor the God, the King of the universe, that always has been. And in the beginning, Elohim said, light be, and light was. And you, Holy Spirit, slung 16 billion miles of universe in 24 hours. And you're in this place today. And we praise you and we thank you. And we do everything we do here to the glory of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. First, open your Bibles to the book of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, the 13th verse. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many were astonished at thee. His visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man. By the time Jesus Christ the Messiah, by the time he got to the cross, he had been slapped, spit on, until he no longer looked like a man. You have to imagine his eyes swell shut. He didn't look human anymore. And the shame of it all. The paintings all have this little loincloth. No, he was naked before all men. The precious Son of the living God. And said he bore our shame.
Amen.
He bore our shame. Now, I refuse. You can do what you want to. I refuse. I absolutely will not speak it. Shame on you. To me, that's blasphemy. He bore my shame.
Amen.
He bore that.
Amen.
I need not be ashamed. No, he bore my shame. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say it. He bore my shame.
He bore my shame.
Now then, let's come on over. 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. I mean, if you were to see Jesus on the street, you know he's going to be a good looking man. But obviously, they weren't following him because of his looks. Now, some of the Greeks said, we would see this Jesus. Well, they worshiped the human body, and he had a perfect one, perfectly formed. But now, think about this, and stay with me. Surely, say surely.
Surely.
Sure, this is a guarantee. He hath borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone in his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, look, come down here to this ninth verse. And he made his grave with the wicked, in which the rich in his death, there is a cross reference, in his deaths. In his deaths. So what does that mean? Well, he didn't just die physically.
That's right.
Spiritual death. Now, go to the Classic Amplified with me, please. The 22nd Psalm. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? But you answer not. By night, I'm not silent, and I find no rest. But you are holy, O you who dwell in the holy place where the praises of Israel are offered. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, leaned on, relied on you, and were confident that you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered and trusted in, leaned in, and confidently relied on you and were not ashamed and confounded and disappointed. But I'm a worm and no man. I'm the scorn of men, despised by the people. All who see me laugh at me and mock me, and they shoot out the lip and they shake the head, saying, he trusted and rolled himself on the Lord, and he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me hope and trust when I was in my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from my very birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. Be not far from me, nor trouble me, hear me, and no help. Many foes like bulls have surrounded me, and strong bulls of Bashan have hedged me in. Against me they opened their mouths wide like a ravening, roaring lion. I'm poured out like water. My bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is softened with anguish and melted down within me. My strength is dried up like a fragment of clay pottery. And with thirst, my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death. Like the pack of dogs, they have compassed me, and a company of evildoers have encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. The evildoers gaze at me. They part my clothing among them and cast lot for raiment, along with shirt and garment, a seamless under tunic. But be far from me, O Lord. O help, hasten and aid me. Deliver my life from the sword, my dear life, my only one, from the power of the dog, the agent of execution. Save me from the lion's mouth, if you have answered me kindly from the horn of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. I'll praise you and the fear and reverent worship of the Lord. Praise him, all you offering of Jacob. Glorify him, fear, revere, and worship him, all you offering, spring of Israel. For he is not despised or ordained affliction and afflicted, neither has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great congregation. I will pay to him my vows and made the time of trouble before them who fear and revere and worship him. The poor and afflicted shall eat and be satisfied, and they'll praise the Lord who they diligently seek and inquire of for him and require him as the greatest need. May your hearts be quickened now and forever, and all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and the families of nations shall bow down and worship you, for the kingship and the kingdom of the Lord's, and he that is over the nations, almighty ones upon the earth, shall eat in thanksgiving and worship. And they go down in the dust and bow down before him, even who cannot keep himself. Posterity will serve him and shall tell of the Lord in the next generation. And they shall come and they shall cleave to his righteousness, to a people to be born. He has done it. It is finished.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He shouted it. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? He went into hell with that word. David saw it, and he went into hell itself. That's the way he got out.
Yes.
He had to be on the word of God. It had to be prophesied in order to get it into the earth. And David wrote it in the 22nd Psalm. And the next one, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Whoo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. All kinds of throat problems are being healed right now. Glory to God. And ear problems, ear draining ears and eardrums that have been punctured. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll say, Brother Copeland, you hear hearing, you wear hearing aids. Well, you are seeing aids. Loud airplanes. And the only reason we used headsets was so you could hear better. Until they got noise-canceling headsets, which I use now. Had we had those back in the day, but wouldn't be. I'm not that bad of hearing, but it helps a little. And particularly when I talk on my cell phone, because I can talk through these things. And the first time that I wore them, I was preaching for Ellison Bennett on the Navajo Indian Reservation, and David was sitting over there where he usually does and had my phone in the bag. And I was preaching on the covenants of Abraham, and my phone rang in my ears. And I just smiled and said, well, that's a new meaning to ringing in your ears. It just went on. And I don't wear them all the time. But they help. Anyway, look what our Savior did.
Amen.
Now, here's what I want you to get, and those of you online. That's the way this book is built. It has to be prophesied. And this book is his will. And faith begins where the will of God is known. 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we did ignorantly consider him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being was upon him. And with his stripes, we are wounded and we are healed. Someone has a vertebrae in the back part of your neck that just seems like won't stay in place. And you get where you get help and you get knots across the back of your neck. May I make a suggestion to you? Now, this is just a suggestion. That's not something I heard from the Lord, but I heard the fact that you're in pain. I was having problems in my elbows and knots across the back of my neck. And you know, chiropractors are using a little shocker and a little punchers. And we had one, and we'd be on a motorcycle, and she'd thump the back of my neck. Just, oh. And I told Gloria, I said, well, we're going to have to do what we do. I said, I'm going to go pray, and I'm going to fast for 3 days and find out what it is. And so I did that. And the third day, if you want my will for you, don't drink any more coffee. Now, that's what he said. Well, my elbows would just get... He said, you've abused it. So much of it. Well, I got to doing that, flying airplanes. He said, there are tars. Not only that, but the caffeine is built up in there and it knotting up your muscles. And he said, those muscles knot up and they hurt. He said, and as I'm hearing all this in here after 3 days of fasting. And he said, if you want my will for you, don't drink any more coffee. So he said, go get your stuff. Well, I had this old ugly green bag, had my little Farberware coffee pot in it, and my Folgers, and my stuff. And so he said, take communion. So I turned over to the communion scriptures. And now listen to you. This is good. You can break anything like this. And I'd stop and get that caffeine headache, and then I'd go get a cup of coffee and then stop. Just terrible. My elbows would hurt. This is healing school, right? Yes. So I set that whole thing on a plate there at the little dining table. And I took communion. And I sat there and I worshiped the Lord and worshiped Him. Now listen, I said, and I have no need of you again hereafter forever. No withdrawal. No headache. It was gone.
Hallelujah.
And he said that the tars in that coffee bean got in, built up inside your elbows. There's a reason you had pain there. So, well, Brother Coburn, you think I ought to do that? Well, you pray about it and see. He said, if I wanted his will, well, I was in pain. And I don't have any other will but his will. Amen. And this book is his will. Amen. And faith begins where the will of God is known. Matthew chapter 8. The 14th verse. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid sick of a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them, and when evening was come, they brought many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick. that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. It's been fulfilled. Amen. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
This is very important. All of this, say it, is blood-backed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Greater is He. I want to show you something so you understand something when what happened when said Jesus spoke with a loud voice. I want you to say this. We're going to say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Ready? All right. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Now, wait a minute. This time, we're going to do it like King David. With all of our might. Are you ready?
Yes.
Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And that's when the devil leaves.
My name is Sarah Westgard, and I live in Garland, Texas. And it was about 9 weeks ago. I was getting ready for work, and I had a headband go across my eye, and it didn't scratch it or damage it, but it did cause some vitreous, which is the jelly in the back of your eye, become solid and move over to the side of my eyeball, and it made a concave kind of looking crescent-type moon in my vision field. And when I had gone to the doctor, I had been to the doctor 3 times over this. The second time he said, yeah, that's almost permanent. So it's just going to be there. You're going to have to get used to it. And, you know, it's just kind of, you know, how the way it is. So I prayed and sought God and said, listen, I'm going to leave this in your hands. Because if it's going to be like this, then you're going to help me deal with it. And I didn't really go into any more prayer or detail. I just left it there. So fast forward. We come to the Believers Convention. We get a flashpoint. We come to the first day of the convention. And I was going to go home and watch the night service at home. And a member of my family that came with me said, no, we're staying for the night service. And I said, okay, we'll stay. So I moved my car. We come to the night service. And in the middle of the night service, Kenneth said, somebody's eyes are getting healed. And then he went back to preaching. And then about 10, 15 minutes later, the flashes of light stopped and the concave vision that I saw in my vision field was gone. Doc on Thursday said, no one hit you in the head. You didn't have a car accident. You didn't get beat up. You know, it had to be something forceful to make this move. What happened? And I said, you know, I was in a church service. And Kenneth said, somebody's eyes are getting healed. And 10 minutes later, this stopped. He reached out and shook my hand and said, congratulations and thank you. And basically sent me home and said, everything's much better. Just stand on your faith, stand on the word, and walk in it.
There might be some questions about healing that have come your way. Is it God's will for me to be healed? Who is the source behind all sickness and pain? Is healing for today? Find out what the Bible has to say about your healing in a powerful 2-resource package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries that will tell you the truth about your healing. In this package, you'll find a book by Gloria Copeland called God's Will for Your Healing and her mini book, Don't Buy the Lie. God always wills for you to be healed. See how throughout His Word, He demonstrates His covenant promise of healing to His people. From the first covenant to the second, God reveals Himself as healer. When Jesus defeated the curse, it included all sickness and disease. Learn how the Word is an incorruptible seed you plant in your heart that Satan cannot stop. Begin to take the word like medicine, speak it out in faith, then act on it, and see for yourself God's will for your healing. Healing belongs to God's children. It belongs to you. Request the Truth About Healing package today. Also available as a digital download free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Learn the truth about healing direct from God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period. Believe what that book says, not what your feelings say.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. It is God's will for you to be healed. Isaiah 53:5 says, by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Now, as a born-again believer, you can be sure of that promise. The Bible is God's word, and it is full of great and precious covenant promises for your healing and well-being, spirit, soul, and body. You have a covenant with God that includes divine health. So settle it with His word. Healing belongs to you. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. When you hear the word, faith will come. And when it does, that powerful spiritual force will rise up on the inside of you and receive God's healing power. Glory to God. So let's get some more word in you. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you two of Mrs. Gloria's books that are filled with God's word concerning your healing. Just ask for the Truth About Healing package on kcm.org and you'll receive these two resources free. God's word will keep you in peace so you can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. On this Veterans Day, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and the staff of Kenneth Copeland Ministries honor and acknowledge the men and women who have served in the United Armed Forces in both peace and war times. Thank you for your service and the sacrifices made to protect our country. We are grateful for your courage, valor, and commitment that has kept our nation safe, strong, and free.